5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have a happy Mother's Day, Crystal.
Happy?
Yes, it's happy. Isn't it?
I don't know. I was pretty grumpy today. Yeah.
Now you're making me sound bad. Thanks.
No, it's not directed to
I'm grumpy because my husband doesn't know what he's doing.
Because I was tired. We had a busy day yesterday.
So, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about some stories of the week.
Okay.
So,
First
story is we have over 100 likes on our Facebook page now.
Woo!
So, we are pretty excited about that, and continue to spread the word, and we'll be excited to keep on getting more likes.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for joining our family.
So this first day of the week was Monday, May the 4th, and it was May the 4th be with you, for those of you that know what the official Star Wars Day is. And we love Star Wars here, and we love celebrating Star Wars Day. We didn't go too crazy like we've done in the past, but we had fun making Star Wars treats and taking those to our friends, some that are Star Wars fans and some that are not necessarily. And so it was kind of fun seeing reactions from different types of people. But we made Princess Leia buns, which are cinnamon rolls, and they look
her hair buns, not like the other buns,
not the tushy buns, but the hair buns. But and then we got pixie sticks and called those lightsabers and gave those to the kids.
Well, originally I was going to do my over-the-top thing that I like to do, and I was going to make little Star Wars handouts for everyone in my son's class. But life got in the way, and I...
What?
I knew I would be the one eating all of the pixie sticks since I didn't use them.
So we just gathered them up, threw a rubber band on them, and threw them at people, and we were like, happy Star Wars Day.
Call them lightsabers.
They're lightsabers. Get over it.
So, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to just not go over the top.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that.
What? But while you were doing stuff like that, you ran into some situations where you had to entertain the girls while you were baking, right?
Right. That's why I couldn't remember why I wrote this down. Yes. So, I was making homemade cinnamon rolls for
They were delicious.
Thank you. For the Princess Leia buns. And my girls wanted to help me, but I've never made cinnamon rolls before. Well, I did that one time, but they weren't that good. This was a different recipe.
Different.
But, and I've mentioned before, I'm not in love with my girls helping. Sometimes, there's things I like cooking with them, but when I'm stressed out, or I'm giving it to other people. Like, if it's just us, I don't care if their dirty fingers are in our dough or, I mean, I do have them wash their hands, but this is different. So I didn't want them to help, and they kept needing my attention. And finally, my 5-year-old Jay says, can we pretend bake? And I was like, sure. Yeah, let's do that again. Get whatever you want. So they pulled out cake pans and all this stuff. And of course, since I let it slide once, they asked again. They only played for like 2 minutes, and they're like, can we use real food? And so I gave them when you just have the like crusty bottom of the cereal bag. Like, it's not really.
Yeah.
It's like powder.
The stuff that you never eat.
Yeah. So I gave them a bag of cereal, like the crusty part. And I had some leftover marshmallows from something I'd made. And so they made this little huge mess of Rice Krispie pie, and then they made Rice Krispie soup, and they asked if they could put pepper in it. Rice Krispie soup was a cup of water with Rice Krispie flakes in it.
Yeah.
And pepper, because it was on the table. So they made Rice Krispie pepper soup, and
yummy.
Yeah, so they baked while I was making my stuff. And then, so I asked later, I cleaned up the kitchen after I made all my stuff. And I was like, can I dump the cake and the pie and everything? They're like, no! So I just left them on the counter for a while until they'd forget about it. And so the pepper soup got all like swollen.
The Rice Krispies.
Puffy, gross.
Got really puffy because, you know, water absorption.
Yeah, and then I turn around and my three-year-old has a spoon and is eating it. It's just water, pepper, and Rice Krispies. And she goes, it's so good! And she's like, Mommy, you have to try my soup. So I did that thing where I, like, fake drink it, and I'm like, so good! And she just stopped, and she's like, you didn't taste it. And I was like, oh,
wow,
no.
That trick didn't even work on the three-year-old? We're in trouble.
I know, or my acting was really bad. And so she's like, just taste it, and hands me the spoon, but I don't know, that's one thing I let her down. I was like, I did the thing, like, I will later, you know, where you're just trying to...
So you lied.
Lying's a harsh word. I redirected the attention.
You blocked and bridged.
So, I didn't taste it, but she ate, like, half of it with a spoon. Water.
That's gross.
Pepper Rice Krispie soup.
It's gross.
I know, it was pretty gross. That's one of those things where I'm like, should I let her do this? But, I mean, it's not like it was bad or
what
rotten.
Are some gross things that your kids have eaten? Tell us about it. We'd like to hear.
Yeah.
So, what else happened this week?
I don't know, babe. What's happened?
So, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, there is one thing. I'm trying to go in order of the week. I don't want to go
never
to, like,
do that.
But, you know,
what?
I'm trying to be weird. So,
you don't have to try.
So Grayson, one night, he's like, oh, by the way, all that homework that I have, I need, it's due tomorrow.
Well, you didn't explain why you had all the homework.
I'm explaining it.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Ruining my story.
Well, you started in a weird spot.
So we went on vacation. If you listened to the last episode, we talked about our vacation. And so we were gone for several days during the school days, and so Grayson had a lot of makeup work. And we're like, okay, well, we'll get to that. We were never given a due...
Like, a novel's worth.
We weren't given a due date or anything like that. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll get to a little bit here and there. Which we didn't. but then he's like, it's due tomorrow. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, all right, go sit at the table. I will sit down with you, and we'll get this done.
Okay, it wasn't even just, it's due tomorrow. We had already finished dinner. And we are getting ready for bed. And he's like, oh, my teacher said my homework's due tomorrow. Like, it wasn't just him saying, I need to take it. It was like, my teacher said tomorrow or it's zeros on everything.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it seriously was like a half inch thick stack of paper.
Yeah.
And we had every intention of working on like a sheet a day. And then it just got put off and put off. And then so it was like, what? But it's one of those moments where I wanted to be mad at him, but really it was kind of my fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Oh, I was...
So you, what did you do?
Well, I sat down with Grayson and at the table, and we did, like, there was like, I'd say probably there was like 10 different worksheets that we had to do. But we did it, and he did most of it by himself, but I helped him with the things that he needed a little bit of help with. But we got it all done, and he turned it in the next day, and so bam.
What's ridiculous, though, is there's this thing in their math, and I don't know if it's part of Common Core or if it's just something we've never done, but he asks, like, we're, like, reading it, and we're like, shoot, I don't even know what this is. Like,
the number family.
Yeah, you have to, like, break it down into stuff, and I was like, I can't even do a first grader's math, Albert.
Well, it was
That's
just...
That's why you helped him.
It was worded weird.
Or we're just old and we have, like, old school math.
That's true. But anyway.
I don't know. It was just funny that we were struggling. Like, good. Luckily, he knew what it was because I was like, I got nothing.
Nah, you're making it sound worse than it was. It wasn't that bad. What? So, so helped Grayson with his homework. That was exciting. Lots of
homework. Yeah, because homework's exciting.
Lots of homework.
Yep.
Anyway.
So, my conundrum for the week was I read this article about how kids watch about 24 hours of TV a week. And I was disgusted and appalled that people would let their kids do that. And then I calculated, and we're pretty close to that. If you count, like, morning TV, where they wake up before we're awake and we let them watch some shows. But anyway, so I was, like, so disgusted with myself that my kids watch a full day of TV cumulatively in a week. And so I was like, okay, this week we are going to practice cutting back on TV. And, like, ideally I was like, we're never going to watch TV. And then we turn on Netflix to watch our one show. I was going to let them watch one show. And their favorite show of all time just got added to Netflix. And they just about peed a little. Like, my daughter actually literally dropped what she was holding. She was so excited. Like, yeah. It just fell out of her hands. Like, it's Princess Sophia. Or Sophia the First. The Disney show. They own, like, two movies. That's all they know of it. So they flipped out. And so then I was like, ugh. TV win again. So we probably watched more than we should have.
Well, they finished the series.
But instead of just setting him in front of the TV and going off to do my own thing, I actually sat and watched it with him. So
there you go.
I'm going to call that quality time.
That's right. Family time, people.
It works.
So we talked about a couple episodes ago how we saved a turtle from going off on the road. But I was coming home the other day, and there was another turtle in the road. I picked it up and brought it home, and the kids flipped out again. Because it's like, we're not allowed to have pets, technically. So we're just like, it's a turtle, we'll just put it in the backyard, let it roam around.
Call it our pet.
Yeah, and call it our pet. So the first one we found, we don't know where it is. It, like, disappeared.
It's there.
And the second one was around for a couple days, and we could find it each time. But now I have no idea where it is. They disappear. I theorize that they dug a hole and got under the fence and skedaddled.
And I theorize that turtles just are hanging out in our bushes.
Bushes somewhere. They're hanging out, never appearing ever.
What's funny is the first turtle, his name was Lucky. It is Lucky. He's still out there. The next day, so we caught him. And then the next day, my girls come in. I haven't gotten out of bed yet. It's still super early in the morning. And they just said, can we go play outside? And we let them go in the backyard pretty much whenever. And so I was like, yeah, sure. Just go outside. And then I'm laying in bed and all of a sudden I hear him, still super early morning, Lucky! Lucky! Like, screaming for him. Like, oh man, our neighbors probably hate us. I didn't realize they were going out for the turtle. And then with this new turtle, the girls kept saying, I want to have a picnic. And then finally my daughter was like, I want to have a picnic with our turtle. So they got snacks and a blanket and had lunch with, we call him Grimes.
Grimes. Because that's the street I found him on.
So Lucky and Grimes.
Lucky and Grimes.
So they had a picnic lunch. Then it's like, oh, that just breaks my heart. Dang, owner of our house that won't let us have a pet. You're killing our children's dreams. They have to eat lunch with a turtle.
Hey, that's awesome. Come on. So, yeah, so another turtle. But it was fun. On Saturday, we went out of town again. And while we were taking our time at, we went to a church building. And we were hanging out there for a little bit. And our kids decided that they wanted to put on a show. And
because there's
a stage in there, and so they get up on the stage, and it's just us and our kids, and they decided to, like, they planned out, like, a little skit and everything, and I was pretty impressed that they were going to plan this out, because our kids aren't that old.
Plus, we both majored in musical theater, and so it made me, like...
We're like, our kids are going to be stars!
I know. No, I didn't think that. I just thought, oh, they have our... blood in their veins.
Oh,
but I don't want star children. They'll turn out weird.
So they come out on stage, and we're getting ready for them to put on their little show. And what do? The whole skit was about them throwing up all over each other.
I know. They got sick, and They missed the garbage can and barf on each other.
Barf on each other. And so
I was so proud.
That was the classy skit our kids came up with, throwing up on each other.
Oh, so, I still laughed, though.
It was still cute.
What was funny is we filmed it, and our one-year-old was up there. And like, the whole thing, we filmed it on our phone, and the whole time, he's just standing there, like, stripping. He's standing in front of all of them, and by the end of the show, he's down to his diaper with this huge grin on
like,
his face.
Well, and he, like, not only does he strip, but he, like, takes his shorts and he, like, throws them out into, like, the crowd and stuff like that. And he's like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, like I said, we don't want our children to be stars.
That's right. Be like, woo, free love.
What's that?
So, yeah, so that, it was really super cute. Our kids put on a show. And it, and also that same day, we went to our favorite store. It's called Barnes & Noble. We love Woo-hoo. Books. And we usually just go around and we peruse. But our five-year-old daughter has been really wanting this book called The Princess in Black.
Which we highly recommend.
Yes.
Which was... one of my friends bought it for her daughter. That's how I heard about it.
And so I'm like, okay. I looked at the price. I'm like, okay, it's only $7. And
big pushover.
So I told the kid, I told all the kids, I'm like, okay, she wants this book for $7, so everybody can get a book that is $7 or under. And so Grayson got a couple books that equaled that much, and there were science books about ants, and then one was about storms. So that was cool. He's like, I like science. I want to learn science. I'm like, okay. And Lacey got a Barbie superhero book.
Yay.
So it was, no, it was great. It was, and the cool thing was, is it, the town we went to is 2 hours from our town. And on, we usually watch videos or let the kids play on the iPad or whatever.
We talked about that.
And what they did almost the whole way home was look at their books.
It was magical.
Like, they looked at, and they were, Grayson was reading his, Jay and Lacey were just looking at theirs, you know, they can't read yet. But, they, yeah, they were totally entertained by their books.
I know.
And we're like, yeah, parenting win.
Well, I look back and I see them just quietly looking, and I was like, this is what I've always dreamed about as a parent. This is what I, before I had kids, this is how our car trips were supposed to look.
That's right.
Then I had kids and I'm like, watch your movie.
Just like,
just be quiet.
Just be quiet.
But it really, I was like, wow, this is what it could be.
Yeah.
It was like a heightened sense of traveling.
So we decided to, and we only go to this place, Lubbock, Texas. We only go there once a month. And so we might make it a tradition to go to Barnes & Noble and buy a cheap book for everybody.
I think that's, I'm sure some people are like, ooh, that's a waste of money. But I would much rather spend money on books than anything else in the world. So happy for me.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So also, while we're in Texas, in Lubbock, another favorite store that we go to is Sam's Club.
Yeah, Sam's Club.
We are small town folks. So we, and also since we have so many kids, going to a restaurant is expensive.
But at Sam's Club, it is affordable and delicious.
You can afford lunch for the family for like $10. So we get there, and it was, like, crazy packed, because it's Saturday, of course.
Super busy, yeah.
Shopping day.
And the day before Mother's Day.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. So. Yeah, because every cart had flowers in it.
Yep.
So we get there, and pretty much every table in the little food court is taken, except for one. So we're over there, and all of us are sitting there, but slowly the kids start making their way to Daddy, who's standing in line. And so all I have is our
1-year-old.
I gotta stop calling him that.
2-year-old.
Almost.
We'll call him 2.
Might as well.
He's 2 in a couple months, so.
So our 2-year-old, he's still holding in there with me at the table, and I do not want to leave the spot because this is a perfect table and I don't want to lose it.
That's right.
And so I see Jackson, the baby, starts toddling over to Dad, and I was like, no, I can't lose this table. And I see this ladybug crawling on the floor. I'm like, yes. And so I was like, Jackson, there's a ladybug on the floor. And so he comes running back and he sits down on the floor and he's just sitting there looking at it. And then all of a sudden he like lays down in the middle of the aisle and is just watching the ladybug. And everyone pushes their carts and they just stop. because it's like right in the middle between all the tables. And they stop and look at me like, aren't you going to make your kid move? But I did not want to lose my table.
It's like, no.
So I totally left him there and I was like, oh, sorry. Like, so many people looked at me like, gross, your kid's on the floor. But I was like, table! You gotta decide what's more important.
Germs are okay, people.
Germs are table.
They make you stronger.
I had hand sanitizer. That's so right. So I think I upset a lot of people, and a lot of people judged me.
How dare you?
We all sat together.
That's right, we did.
It was a perfect family moment.
And it was delicious.
So, and then our girls found the ladybug and named it Patty.
Yeah, that's right, Patty.
Became our friend, and then it died.
By being loved too much.
So, the short life of Patty Ladybug, but she, helped us out, so thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any more stories from my side, so it's all you now, if you want to share anything else.
Let's see. Well, we could talk about, we took our kids to the mall. That's another tradition. We have a lot of traditions when we go to Texas.
That's right.
They have the sweet playground in the mall, and so we like to go there at the very end.
And before we make the drive. Yeah, to make the drive
home. Yeah, get all your wiggles out, kids. And so they're playing on the playground, and so we're just sitting there watching him, and I'm in my flip-flops, and all of a sudden our oldest goes, Mom! And he comes running over, and he runs right over and kicks me right in the foot accident, and it ripped half my toenail off, and I'm bleeding, and I was like, furious, because
it hurt.
Hurt like crazy, and I was like, just go away. And so he ran off and was standing there and looked so sad. I felt so bad, but I was bleeding. It hurt. And then, so finally I'm like, okay, come back. And I had to tell him, like, Mommy's not mad. It just hurt like crazy. And I was like, okay, tell me what you needed to tell me. And he was like, because it's one of those places where they have a little train that's going around.
That drives around.
And the train's driving around. He's like, the train was playing Frozen music. And then he just.
And you're like, my toenail was ripped off for that?
No. So that was. I don't know what that was. I don't necessarily feel guilty, but I do feel guilty.
Yeah.
I probably could have handled it better, but my toe was bleeding.
You were in pain, yeah.
Seriously, for Frozen.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Quick more things. I had mom win.
Mom win.
Sometimes it was one of those moments where I'm like, this is who I want to be. But we were at Burger King, at our thing that we always talk about, and my girls had to go to the bathroom. And in the play place, there's one of those bathrooms that it's like just one bathroom. It's not a stall. It's like you walk in and it's the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so I go in with all three of my kids. And as soon as we walk in, my three-year-old just flicks the lights. And I was like, turn those back on. And they're like, no, it's a game. And then they click the lights on and they're both making funny faces. And that's the thing, like, you turn it off and you do something and you turn it on and see what everyone's doing. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then so they turn it off again. And then so I got into it. And for like 10 minutes, we were like dancing and singing and making funny voice faces and laughing. And I felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Like, full on dancing.
Bathroom dance party.
It was pretty intense. Although I felt bad because I had left my diaper bag. My purse diaper bag with all my money and stuff at the table where my friend was, the last of us to leave. And I go out and she had been ready to leave when I went in, but she had to wait for me because she didn't want to leave my bag.
Mm.
So we were like in there for 10 minutes dancing.
Nice.
And she was just waiting for us. So it was a mom win for me, but sorry, friend, that I was inconsiderate. But it was funny.
How dare you have a good time with your children.
Shaking our booties and doing disco and stuff. It was fun.
Nice.
But it was one of those moments where you're like, this is who I could be. And then you go out and yell at your kids and like, and this is who I am. So, last thing.
Okay.
Last thing was, I've learned to get a little lazy when I pick up my son from school. I used to park the car, take all three of my kids out of the car. Two of them needed help getting buckled. So, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
We walked to go get him, but now I've learned, if I wait 10 minutes after school is out, I can just pull into the lane to just, he'll just walk out to the car.
Yeah.
It was like a pickup lane. And so I've noticed my son has always been like black and white. There is no gray area.
Letter of the law.
Yeah. You either follow the rules or you don't. And if you don't, then you're bad. And if you do, you're good. Like just always. And so when I pull into the parking lot, the rule is you have to pull all the way up and then they can get in the car.
Yeah.
But all the kids just run. As soon as they see their parents' car, they go wherever they need to get in the car. But Grayson always is like, I always wave to him like, come on. And he points. And he's like, no, you have to be up, up. And so, but this on Friday, I was like, just come to the car. Because all the, I just see everyone, people I know's kids are running. Like, kids I know have really good standards. They're running, breaking the rules. And I was like, come on. And he's still saying, like, no, no, you can't. And I keep doing that face, like, get in the car. And he's just like, pull forward. So we're having this, like, battle of wits through the window. And all of a sudden, I pause and I'm like, I am teaching my kid.
I'm telling my kid to break the rules.
Yeah. And it just hit me, like, what am I doing? So it just made me realize, like, Seriously, you should be glad that your kid is following the rules to a T.
That's right.
And so I was like, okay, I'm coming. Like, stay there. So I just realized I'm not going to do that anymore. Even if I want to be somewhere.
Watch, tomorrow he'll come to the car now.
I know, right? He's like, well, Mom said it's okay.
Well, he just wanted to win. And now he's like, I'll do what I want now.
In your face.
In your face.
So that's one of those moments where I was like, wow, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
Cool. Yeah, stories of the week.
Woo!
So, lots of fun.
Oh, and our two-year-old.
Yeah.
Has finally learned how to say yeah.
Oh, which it's is adorable. A big deal.
Because he's only been able to say no. And he says no to everything. Which is funny, because we talked about that last week.
Yeah, he says no even when he means yes.
Yeah, he's always, if it's a yes, he's like, no!
Yeah.
And so finally he went, yeah! It's like, woo! Finally! Something positive out of your mouth!
Yay!
So, that's all. I'm done now.
Okay. Well, today is a nationally known holiday. It's called Mother's Day. Didn't know if you knew that. But, so we just wanted to, we wanted just to have a kind of like a light, fluffy end of the episode where we talk about our topic.
Even though when you hear this, it's not Mother's Day anymore. It's the day after.
But it's still fun for them to hear. So it's we're going to talk about fun and interesting facts about Mother's Day.
Woo-woo!
I couldn't find my mouse cursor. There it is. All right, so the first Mother's Day, the very first Mother's Day. So, after the death of Ann Reeves Jarvis in 1908, her daughter, Anna Jarvis, sought to host a celebration to thank mothers everywhere for all they do. She held the first Mother's Day celebration at a church in West Virginia. And, yeah, and thousands were gathered, and it was a great Mother's Day celebration of their own. And that was the first Mother's Day. It was this organization. It wasn't a national thing or a holiday yet, but that was the first Mother's Day. So, but after that, that's when Mother's Day became an official holiday, which was in 1914. So 6 years. Yeah.
I gotta do math
in my head. 6 years later. So Jarvis, Anna Jarvis, the lady who's the founder of Mother's Day, she wanted to make a national holiday. And so she finally got the attention of President Woodrow Wilson. He's one of those presidents that you just never hear about. You're like, what did Woodrow Wilson never do? He made Mother's Day. So he proclaimed that the second Sunday in May, no matter what the date, would belong to moms across the nation. So it's kind of like one of those, it's kind of like Thanksgiving where it's always the third Thursday or whatever like that. Or, you know, I always think that's interesting where it's not an actual day. It's just the, you know, it's the second Sunday of every May. So it's just, no, the most confusing one is Easter. It's like,
oh, I know. Pick a month, people.
It's like, it's in May, it's in June, it's in March, it's in...
it's never been in June.
It's in December. So, but no, wow. It's always crazy. But yeah, so 1914, Mother's Day becomes a national holiday.
I want to know how you lobby for a holiday. I want to do that.
Yeah, just be like, be like, you get a bunch of people that want the day to happen, and then you go to your representatives, I guess, and be like, we want this to be a holiday, and then everyone's like,
I love cheesecake. I want Cheesecake Day.
National Cheesecake Day.
Although there probably is one.
There probably is one somewhere.
But how do you, I want to lobby to the president. So, that'd be so cool.
Well, we should lobby to the president for to make Star Wars Day an actual national holiday.
Whatever. There's movies I like more than Star Wars.
What? That's blasphemy.
For me, I'd rather have, like, Jane Austen Day.
Sure there is somewhere.
Not in America. So shame. Shame on you, America.
But an interesting fact is that Anna Jarvis, the lady that is the creator and founder of Mother's Day, she was unmarried and childless through the entire life. So that's interesting, but there's something that we all need to, that we like to talk about, is that just because you have not birthed children does not mean that you are not a mother in the eyes of somebody. Because there's a lot of mother figures out there in the world that are just as much a mother as someone that has birthed children. And some people that have birthed children aren't what I would consider a mother. So
it's like my best friend growing up, I always called her mom.
Yeah.
Like, she was my second mother.
Yeah.
And I felt just as much love for her.
Well, there's a lot of single women out there, and sometimes women that have gone their whole life without being married or having kids, some of them are like very active with, you know, the community and helping children all over the place. And so they are a mother in my eyes. And yeah. So Mother's Day isn't just about women that happen to birth children, but it's for all mother figures, no matter who you
are. Yeah, I saw on Facebook today, someone put, it takes a village to raise a child, and that's a village full of mothers.
That's right.
So, like you're saying, it's not just to celebrate the one that birthed you.
Yes, celebrate all mothers.
Anyone that's affected your life in a positive way.
And their aspects, so.
That could be our holiday. You affected my life in a positive way day!
No. It's not going to work.
It could. There's an acronym in there somewhere.
So,
YA.
Another fun fact.
ML.
Still going on the acronym. Don't do it.
IPW.
No, no, no.
Day.
Day. So, the official flower of Mother's Day is what?
Well, I already read it, so you're not really triviaing me.
Well, it's the carnation. And you even got one of those today.
I know.
And it smelled nice.
Which is funny because we got them at church. We were given them. But my little brother helped hand them out because they had the younger teenagers hand them out. And my mom's like, hey, I heard you got a rose at church today. And I told her, oh, no, we got carnations. And I hear in the background saying, hey, you didn't hand out roses. You handed out carnations. And my brother's like, what's the difference?
He's a 16-year-old boy.
Come on,
man. Doesn't know those things.
Don't you want a girlfriend? You need to learn these things.
If it has petals and it's pretty, it's a flower, and that's all that a teenager boy needs to know.
Okay, but remember when I told you what my favorite flower was, and you brought home a different flower and said, look, I got you your favorite. I'm like, that's not my favorite.
So I always...
It's important to know the difference.
I always thought she said tulips, but tulips aren't her favorite. Daffodils are.
Daffodils.
And so I brought home tulips one day. My bad.
Yeah, was your bad?
You're never going to let it go.
You know it.
So.
Anyway, here's the part that I think's funny.
Okay.
You're going to let me read it?
Yeah.
Okay. The official holiday's founder, Anna Jarvis, boycotted the holiday. That kills me. After successfully campaigning to have the day adopted nationally, by the time of her death in 1948, Jarvis had spent most of her personal wealth fighting the holiday she helped conceive.
Well, the reason why is because it became commercialized.
I know.
And it wasn't what she wanted Mother's Day to be about. It was about the celebration and honoring those women. But then, you know, the business side of everything got into it and became very commercialized.
What? Holidays are never commercialized.
What? Never? Christmas?
It's kind of funny that they said she conceived the holiday.
Ah, that's funny. And Mother's Day. Yeah. But so to talk about commercialism, we have some fun facts about Mother's Day and the money spent on Mother's Day. So mom's values are immeasurable. But according to the National Retail Federation, the 2013 survey, consumers will spend on average of a $168.94 on mom.
Holy smokes.
So almost, that's insane. So $170 average what people spend on their mothers every year. So, and
oh, they have the stats.
And well, and there's a stat that talks about, and these are even more, these are 2015 stats. Mm. Like they've already calculated and anticipated these much for today already. And so this year people have spent over $786 million on Mother's Day cards, or just cards to give to their mother. They've spent $2.4 billion
oh my goodness
on flowers.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then $4.3 billion on jewelry.
And you know what I got? A Barnes & Noble card.
Yeah!
They don't even have books on there. Come on. But, see, my thing is...
So, if that's commercialized, I don't know what it is.
I know. Just a couple billion dollars. The thing is, Mother's Day should not be a once-in-a-year thing. It should be like a weekly holiday. Just make dinner and... Kids, pick up your toys. We'll call it a Mother's Day.
I make dinners every once in a while. You know, go bring a pizza home.
But you made dinner today and it made you appreciate me more, right? Because my breadsticks.
Your breadsticks are way better than my breadsticks. That's right. And I do appreciate you and I love you so much.
My favorite, though, was Barry was trying to make breakfast special. We had breakfast around the table. And he was like, what? Do you guys think, what do you guys love about mom? And I look at their faces and it's like, bah.
There's just blank stares all over.
And our 5-year-old, who I thought would be the first one to jump on that, she was like,
let me think about it.
Yeah, like, come back to me. It was like, pass.
And then finally the 7-year-old's like, I love you because you cooked me food.
As he's eating the breakfast that I just cooked, I'm like, seriously? Come on, man!
And then I tried it again at dinner, and we did get some better answers at dinner time.
It was a little better, but because you prompted them by saying, you gave a nice list for them to feed off of.
Yes.
But I was like, wow, that did not make me feel special. So, I'd rather have $2.4 billion worth of flowers.
Wow, that's a lot of flowers.
That is insane.
So, but, so go thank your mother, your wife of your children, mother of your children, and
the wife of your children.
Yeah, they're mothers too, right? And like we said, they don't have to necessarily have birthed children to be an influential mother figure in your life. So thank all the ladies in your life that have...
But if they did birth you, give them extra thanks because labor stinks.
There you go. So...
Just saying.
And that's it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Happy day after Mother's Day.
That's right. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying, or a whole day, like Mother's Day.
Heck yeah. Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
Yeah, you have a whole day. It's Mother's Day. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and on Twitter at The Clown Car, and email us all your questions. Anything you'd like to tell us, your loves, your disappointments, your criticisms.
And send us articles that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
We've gotten those and we love them.
And you could just share them on the Facebook page and we'd love to get recommendations on things to talk about. And you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate.
Rate.
Review.
Review.
Our show on iTunes. And until next time... Enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.